Paper, you've posted to everyone under the sun since I first mentioned it to you.
I've actually done it.
You didn't even know about the blotting paper of thoughts. I said to you, have you got anything, even blotting paper that you leaned on or whatever, doing it? And since then, you've made a bloody show with everybody. Mike, you're just taking a mickey out of me again.
I am not taking a fucking... Will you believe me?
Michael...
I wrote the fucking diary. I wrote the fucking diary, and that's a fucking fact.
Right, I'm at your house now. You invited me down here and said you were going to give me proof. Now, where is it, Mike? You asked me down here...
Give me the proof.
You've given me verbal proof. You've said verbally. You've written the diary. Alright, so that's it then.
So you're gonna piss off on me again?
Piss off on you? I'm not related to you, Mike. I've gotta get on with me bloody work. I can't go around like this all the bloody time on fool's errands, mate.
It's not a fool's fucking errand. This is a fact. I am telling you quite categorically that I wrote the fucking diary of Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, and I'm accepting that as I have done. It's all categorised and everything. But you told me you had...
But all the bastards! All the fucking bastards!
Yeah.
I turn around and I have a fucking run around. Because you know why? I was too fucking clever for all of them. It seems you weren't, because anything that could have backed up what you said, you got rid of. I destroyed it all. Hence, why do you think I'm giving you my sister's names? Why do you think I'm giving that? Because they can prove.
Your sisters come down here and helped you get all this together. They helped you and you promised them you wouldn't go back on that.
Now, I sure say so.
Now, they did work hard, Mike, didn't they? You told me yourself.
My sisters have never stepped.
I thought Sue come in here and sorted you out.
Ah!
You told me you were lying, were you?
That's the ironic thing. My sisters, you're saying my sisters, even the three. Not one of them. Not one of them.
What we're looking for is to support your story, to support you with some fundamental item, materialistic item.
I'm giving you it.
You see, that can assist, that you can say, well, there's a receipt from that, there's this, or whatever.
I'm giving you it.
There's
I'm
the comfort. You know,
place.
I mean, I checked and worried that firm out of existence, Outweight and Litherland. Checking this day and that day, there was never anything there, mate. But I was waiting little ones.
Did we try lock 53?
Try about what?
Did we try lock 53?
Never tried anything. Lock 53, Mike, as for lock 53. There weren't 53 locks on the date in question, mate. Tell you that now.
Do you want a bet? How much do you want a bloody long bet? Because I'm gambling my life here.
I can't believe it.
You say that
to me after all this time.
Yeah.
Silent 53 after giving me lots of 112 on it.
Jesus Christ. I sometimes believe that.
I don't think so,
mate. I have.
No, I don't think you're going to be dead.
Well,
I'm
looking fairly, kidney fairly and everything else. Okay, I've got kidney failure anyway. Look at this one at that. You, for once in your life,
yes,
prove the diary is an absolute fraud. I'm going to give you all the information. You go round to everybody that I give you the addresses to.
Yes.
But mine is telling the truth. And that's what I'm relying on. Because I don't count
that they see you righteous.
No, but I tell you this. I'm in control of the Holy Spirit at Anfield.
Yeah. Who's that?
Second day, Caroline. Okay. And the third day, what? Because you see me doing it all.
That's who?
Right off to my house. That's irrelevant. Or is it irrelevant? I don't know. Privilege. I asked you at the very beginning.
Yes. I think you're very selfish going out now to take your life now. I mean, it's very selfish of you, really, Mike. Can't you wait till June and pay my bill and then do it?
Nah.
Is that too much to ask?
I am taking my life now. But it's my choice,
Mike.
Just like it was my choice.
Yes.
I give my name. I give my name. So history do tell what they can do to a gentleman born.
Mike, you've got nothing tangible on yourself.
Yes, I have.
They will only say that you told them, even if they're telling the truth, that you told them you did it. There'll be nothing else that they can say. I'll tell you what, if you put anything in the post and say it's George Squab, there's a tangible evidence of this. I'll zap my bloody pants from the street there, in the middle of the street.
Don't do that, I wouldn't want to.
That's how confident I am that there's nothing in the post.
You're
right.
Wrong, Alan.
No, you know I'm right.
No, you're wrong. You're totally...
You're calling me, Mike, to come down here, haven't you?
No.
You must dislike me that much. You must dislike me that much. And I don't know what I've done to deserve it. All I've done is stand by you and be honest. That's all I've done.
And all I've had time to do is be bloody honest.
And people,
like a derby.
People call me names and you stood by and
like
I do it.
Unless
I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
I've come down the numbers, haven't I?
No, you haven't got to do that.
Yeah.
Sit down.
She's the mate of Anne's.
Yeah. She's the mate.
Oh, there.
Yeah. So why don't you go? I can't see this. They're going to put a phone down and do it. I can't see that. Yeah. Unless.
Oh, well, she can't prove that Anne Roach is.
I'm done for you, watch.
Got a number somewhere, haven't you?
2 8.
Yeah.
6 feet. Wow. Can you go to the bank account? No. I'll say, can you actually go in to a bank account?
No. I can, no.
Right.
We've got good
eyes. Right. Can you go to the bank account? 15 and 19. I made a checkout for £25.
This is the one that was too small, isn't it? I've gone somewhere here. The trouble is, Mike, you said that you
said yesterday.
Surely.
They can take
yesterday.
No, surely.
You did too good a job. You did the job and you cleaned up. And you suddenly decided, oh, I went back on it.
No, I haven't suddenly decided.
No, at the time, I mean, Mike.
I haven't suddenly decided. I've talked to Melvin Harris.
Yeah.
I've talked to that. Everybody wants to prove this diary, so why not come back to me? Well, I'm only waiting to be met. And it's about time I got me. Because Anne Barrett, it's a fucking fraud. And it's about time Anne Barrett fucking woke up to the idea. And it's about time Anne Barrett woke up to the idea. And you're living on a fraud.
Mike, you and me, you and me both know that. We both know that.
But I want her to know it. I want her to know it.
It'd be better to prove it, though, beyond any doubt, wouldn't it?
Yes. I'll prove it beyond all doubt. Because Anne Barrett.
Yeah.
You know Anne Barrett. I can fucking well prove it beyond all doubt. And the only reason I don't prove this now, Anne Barrett, is for one reason.
Look,
Caroline
will always be alright. Nothing's going to befall Caroline. She's never going to be in any problem. Trouble? Caroline?
You go back.
How can Caroline be in trouble for something their parents have done? To do with Caroline?
It's got everything to do with Caroline. Because Caroline actually seen Anne Barrett and Michael Barrett write the bloody diary. And that's why she's kept me away from her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Oh, and Shirley Harrison, during that comedy, folks here, you can all put two fingers up to the world because I don't care a fucking...
Can you press the poker and go down?
Okay.
Push down, go off there.
Jesus.
I mean, it goes up, yeah, when it hears no noise, bro. Leave it in our bedroom and go to...
I'm
Very early.
Got a book on ghosts.
Right.
Nothing, I've got this book.
Anne says you fell out because you took to the bottle.
Oh, shit! I didn't fall out because I took to the bottle. No!
This is it, Mike, you see.
No, I didn't fall out because she knew. I fucking well know. That's why we... Oh, I'm getting it all off my chest. That's why we fucking fell out, because she knew. Now, you want a proof of the diary, you go down to 111 Delamore Street and you turn round and say, that was one pure fucking bitch.
Yeah. Well, we both...
Now, she took me for a fucking ride.
Yeah.
Well, nobody takes me for a ride. And the only way I can prove this, at the end of the day, is taking my fucking life. And then you'll all find out the proof.
That won't prove anything.
You yes, it will.
No,
because the minute I take my life...
That will be a tragedy. And it'll be a bad thing.
No, the minute I take my life...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You're not corrupt. You're not correct. The minute I take my fucking life, I'm serious. I am very, very serious.
That won't prove anything, Mike.
Oh, it will prove. Because at the end of the day, all the fucking letters upstairs... And all their handwritings upstairs, and all their copies upstairs, and that's what it will prove.
Mike, you told me there was no more stuff.
Oh, there's a hell of a lot more stuff.
And it's all upstairs. It's in the second bedroom.
Right. You are.
I have not.
I told Alan Gray what he'd like to hear. That's what you said. Quote you, Mike Barrett.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alan. Come back in 24 hours time.
Every time I see you, you say that.
Just come back.
I can't keep coming back in 24 hours time.
Yeah, well, I thought
you. We're running out of time, Mike.
Just come back in 24 hours time.
Mike. Give me a break, will you? I've been with you all the while and helped you through. I've been along with you. Oh. And you ridicule me for this. And then you say to me,
Alan, I'm
going to give you the break, like Alan. I'm going to give you the... You can't give me that break because you've got nothing. You've got nothing.
I've got everything. I've got the lot.
Right, item one. Go on.
What have you got?
What have you got?
Well, I think you better go down. I'll see you soon. I think you better go down. See you later. I think you better go down.
And your sisters.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got proof.
Okay.
I will go away and I'll speak to your sisters.
Right.
I'll speak to them and I'll tell them what you've told me.
It's what you wanted to say.
Well, no, then that they'll come back here to see you, are you?
No.
Have they washed their hands of you again? They not said again. They were going to if you went back on that. You told me that. Sue said, Michael, if you ever go back on that again, well, you come here.
But I've been threatened to be blackmailed and
everything. They're not blackmailed. They love you, sisters. But they love you.
Well,
they've
my decision. I
love
the fucking diary. It's a simple fact. It's my decision. At the end of the day, Alan, you walk out this door. And by the end of the day, by tomorrow morning,
you promised me when I come over there you were going to give me proof now. You put me over to copy it.
I don't have the proof. We believe the sisters have the bloody proof.
Yeah.
I don't care if they have the proof.
You think I want to get... What proof have your sisters got?
What
have they got that's proof? Go on, give us a break. What have they got that's actual proof? Who's got the compass?
I'm not sure we've got that.
What? Hang on.
What proof? That's a very sick man.
Yes.
I can prove it. I've put him in a grave.
That's a good, honest man. Broken hearted because of the way you are.
Yeah.
But he can prove it.
Yeah.
So go on. I'll be your investigating journalist.
You always wanted me to be a journalist, didn't you?
All right, Mike.
I'll clear that.
See you back here,
man. I'm leaving Mike now. It's just on 1:45. I'm Saturday afternoon.
You're an investigative journalist.
And I'm going
out. And if you were, and I'm
grams of salt.
Yeah. So I speak to your sisters, and they slam the phone down and shut the door in my face. Does that mean I'm a bad reporter, does it? Or a bad investigator?
No, it doesn't.
No?
No. But the funny thing is,
yeah.
It's the bond of death thing, really. The other death.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Beyond all doubt?
Beyond all doubt. That's where you missed the point.
Huh? You take care, Mike.
Don't give me a ring. I'm serious. I'll finish it today. I am finishing it. Don't be dad. I am finishing it today. Put it out. Get off the bottle. Finish that today. No. And make a fresh start. Alan, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Put the scrap back.
What?
Put the scrap back.
I haven't got it, so. Check it around while I'm still here. I haven't got it. I haven't got a clue. Pockets or something, is it?
No, I don't know.
Right. Well, where have you had it in hand there, didn't you go? Inside pockets. Right. Check your pockets.
I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Just leave it be.
All right, so.
Let me die.
See you Monday morning.
No, you won't.
I will.
You won't.
Cheers, Mike.
No, you won't.
Take care.
You won't see me Monday morning because I'll be dead.
All right. Is that what you're saying?
That's a fact.
You're saying you're going to kill yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I'll see you when I get up there. I don't know how
I'll... You won't see me. I wish to God you could...
Well, listen carefully to what
you
people...
You won't see yeah. me at all.
Listen carefully to what people
if
are saying.
You do me a favour, Alan.
I said I'll see you when I get up there after you. I don't know how long I'll be after you.
All right. You all right. If you
want to
do me a favour,
come yeah. Yes, all right. All right, son. Cheers. Yeah, leaving like that at that. Oh, God. What an ordeal. What an ordeal. Right. Edge of the car. I'll have to think on all this now. He always gives me a bloody headache whenever I see him. You know, what are you going to do? And drink? Anything?
I just have a correction to make to this. It's Saturday the 8th of April 1995, as I leave Mike Barrett's now.
At 2:30 p.m. on the 8th of April, 1995, I informed his sister, Sue Carson, 35 Haydale Road, Allison. Her phone number 733-6119, of the situation in relation to Michael Ballas. Couple of minutes to 11 now. I'm just about to call on the dot of 11 at 20 Downs Close in Bevington. I beg your pardon. 20. Just let me get that address right. 20 Downs Green. I beg your pardon. Bevington in the Wirral. To effect substituted service on Anna Marie Rowbottom. And we'll just see how things go now. Just
says it's 11 o'clock. No reply. I'm being viewed on a camera. Post to the press box. I've left. Mr. Bottom is obviously determined to be contemptuous in this matter. It's just after the 11 now, 1 minute past, as I get back to the car.